getting guests to share your episodes. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 44. Let me paint a picture of the most heartbreaking moment in a podcaster's life. You hustle for months to book a massive guest. They have 200,000 followers on Twitter. They have a massive email list. You finally secure the interview, and it goes perfectly. You spend all weekend editing the audio. You hit publish. You send the guest an email that says, "Hey, the episode is live. Here is the Apple Podcast link. I would absolutely love it if you could share this with your audience." You sit back and wait for the thousands of downloads to roll in. But a day goes by. Then 2 days. You check their Twitter feed. Nothing. They didn't retweet it. They didn't mention it on Instagram. They completely ghosted you. You feel betrayed. Why didn't they share it? I will tell you exactly why. Because you asked a very busy, very successful person to do free manual labor for your marketing department. When you send a naked Apple link and say, "Please share," you are giving them a chore. You are forcing them to think of a caption, find a photo, tag your account, and format a post. They are a CEO or an author on a book tour. They do not have 15 minutes to spare to do your marketing for you. If you want a guest to share your show, you must employ the frictionless promotion strategy. Friction is the enemy of action. Your job is to reduce the friction to absolute zero. You need to make it so that sharing your episode requires exactly one click of their mouse. When your episode goes live, you should not send them a link. You should send them a guest promo package. This is a Google Drive folder that contains everything they need. First, it contains a beautiful, custom square graphic. The graphic should have a massive, flattering picture of their face and a quote of the absolute smartest thing they said during the interview. Second, it contains a formatted vertical video clip. Not a clip of you talking, a 45-second clip of them dropping absolute gold, with professional captions already burned into the screen. Third, and most importantly, your email must contain pre-written copy. You literally write the tweet for them. You write, "Hey John, to make it super easy for you to share, I've attached the video clips. Feel free to copy and paste this exact text for LinkedIn. I recently sat down with Mark to discuss the future of AI in marketing. We covered some controversial ground. Listen to the full episode here." Do you see the psychological shift? You are no longer asking them for a favor. You are handing them high-quality content that makes them look like an absolute genius to their own audience. Guests do not share your podcast because they want your podcast to grow. They share your podcast because the asset you provided makes them look cool, smart, and authoritative. If you stroke their ego and you do 100% of the copywriting and graphic design work for them, your share rate will jump from 5% to 95%. Stop giving your guests chores. Hand them a finished product on a silver platter. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about episode-specific artwork and why using your main logo every week is making you invisible. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.